Mahesh Kumar was supposed to start preparing his fields for planting rice 3 weeks ago, but this is the first day that the water supply has come. After weeks of power cuts resulting in a lack of water, Mahesh doesn't know how long today's supply will last.
We have to till the field, add manure, use the tractor, and for all this, we need regular water supply from the time it's sown to its harvest. If there is irregular supply, either the quality of rice will deteriorate or the plant will die. The farmer will suffer if any of this happens.
Homes and businesses have also been suffering power cuts for weeks. This hospital in Uttar Pradesh has been without electricity for at least 6 hours a day, forcing staff to use diesel generators when the price of the fuel is at a record high.
We are spending more than $150 every day on diesel. We're not passing the burden onto the patients right now, but if these power outages continue, we'll be forced to increase patients' fees.
The cuts are due to a severe shortage of coal at power stations.
Experts blame the huge demand for electricity during a heat wave, coupled with bottlenecks in transportation and skyrocketing prices of imported coal. With climate change exacerbating heat waves, environmentalists say the answer to meet rising electricity needs isn't to open more coal mines, as India is doing, because that will increase greenhouse gases that trap more heat.
70% of India's electricity comes from coal-fired power stations. Analysts say the latest crisis is a reminder to invest more in green energy.
When I say renewable energy, the whole ecosystem needs to be developed because renewable energy is an intermittent source of power. Again, we rely on imported modules and cells for, you know, building up solar capacity or wind capacity in India. So we need to build across the value chain.
The International Atomic Energy Agency says demand for electricity in India is expected to increase more than anywhere else in the world over the next 20 years as the country develops. As Mahesh uses the scarce water to clean himself and cool off, he says his livelihood depends on the supply continuing to flow. Elizabeth Puranam, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.